At age 6, I remember going to school via my grandfather's coach, two horses to pull it, and with my two cousins, a boy named Jan and his sister Needy. She was 6 days younger than I, and Jan was about 2 years older. We girls went to a different school than Jan, who went to an all-boys school. It was quite a progressive school. I knitted my first pair of socks in the first year. I can also recall learning that people long ago believed that the sun and the moon were gods, and they called them Baal. Parental inversion results when a child reacts, in a certain way, to a chaotic environment and poorly prepared parents. If she believes that there is no one to take care of her, that she is going to have to do life all alone because there are no capable or safe people to help her, she is vulnerable to becoming parentally inverted. You'll want to hash out expectations with your roommates before moving in together so you're on the same page. Will some items be free for everyone to use? Will you have different shelves in the fridge and cabinets for your food? These are all considerations to make. Then comes meal planning, shopping, and keeping yourself satisfied, hopefully with healthy foods. Would you like to be able to feel calmer in pressured situations and be less triggered, anxious, or envious? Would you like to feel more contentment in your life? If your answer is yes, then mindfulness is for you, as it is a way of working within yourself to strengthen your brain and neurological connections, and in doing so, increase your attention levels, increase your working memory, and lower your stress and anxiety levels.